and gentlemen, this is the Above the Bar podcast, a show about a middle-aged father, current events, and how these things affect my everyday life. Alrighty, folks, welcome to another episode of the Above the Bar podcast. We're bellying up to the bar today with Aaron Fox. Aaron, say hello.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Good. Do a little bit of housekeeping before we get started, and we'll get into everything about Aaron. For those of you that are watching the live version, are those sloths on your computer in the background?
Yeah, and that's my now two-year-old when he was a baby.
Okay, I just saw the sloth heads, and there's a guy on Twitter that, or not Twitter, but Instagram that I started following, was like Killer Sloth or something like that, or Sloth Assassin.
Is he one of the, does he wear like the head on over his head? Cause that's creepy.
I don't know. It's one of those things, but do a little housekeeping here, folks. As I always keep mentioning, at some point, one of you will send me a sticker other than somebody who I really know. We got sticker and a cause right over the shoulder here. As I always can never get the camera right. See the clock there?
Yeah.
I hope you see the big giant ravens also.
I do.
Baltimore Ravens. So sticker and a cause. Aaron doesn't know about it, but we'll tell him about it. So sticker and a cause is pretty great. If you have something that you're into, whether it be your podcast, whether it be something that you support, whatever it happens to be, send me a message. I'll give you the address to send it to. You send me a sticker, and I will read whatever that is live here on the show. Tell everybody about it, give you a little bit of a free plug, and we put your sticker up there. We've got the Podfather, which is our network, the Earplug Network. That's our sticker there.
Nice.
We got Aaron Johnson, who has a 2-foot-long beard. That's Aaron right there.
Wow.
That's his sticker. He is a world champion beer, and he's on the Beard Network. And Aaron, I'm glad to hear your wife is doing very well. She recently had surgery. She had a kidney removed. It definitely looked like something out of a movie prop. It was that bad, but I'm glad to see she is doing well. I'm glad to hear everyone is doing well. So I got to give you a little bit of a shout out today, brother. And then if you listen to last week's show, we had Mike Latona and Seth, and we had Big Fox Vineyard on. And August 28th, another little plug for them, is the International Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame weekend with matches and a battle royal on Friday, the inaugural ball on Saturday, which I do believe, folks, if everything works out, this is going to be our first live in-person, like, big deal event. The Above the Bar podcast will be broadcasting from the Royal Rumble, I believe. Definitely we will be at the inaugural ball, and if I'm in the right condition, we'll be at the breakfast the next morning, all going down here in the Albany area at the just recently renovated, I can't think of the name of the hotel right now, but it's a big hotel. But they sent me a new t-shirt. There it is. We can see it that way. And it's actually the International Professional. There's only 20 of these made. So
really?
One of 20 makes me feel special. And I see your collection back here, Aaron.
Yeah. So, I got all kinds of stuff back there.
We got Aaron on, folks. He is a co-host on the Tom Bradley Show. Now, is that a broadcasted or is that a podcast? What is that show?
It's a morning radio show. We're on terrestrial radio, and we also do it live via Facebook every morning. And then so they're archived that way, and you can listen streaming online also. So it's a little like this. We drink every Friday. We talk about current events. We do, you know, we have a good time over there. It's fun.
Well, we drink every Wednesday. So, you know,
yeah.
And actually, as you all know, some of you have seen my wife on our show. I love my wife. You know, I drink my Telemar Dew. But I decided I didn't need the cream soda today. And I was telling Aaron about this. So I told my wife, I said, we got sweet tea in the house. I love tea. I'll just mix the Telemar Dew with the tea, which I'm going to tell you, is much stronger that way for some godforsaken reason. So we'll see if I make the whole show. but she's like, oh, well, how can I help? I said, well, bring me the tea. She said, okay. I said, just a glass of tea. We'll be fine. She did bring me a glass eventually. Like, and it's a great glass. I love this glass. It says on it, for those of you that can't see it, 1976 premium grade vintage aged to perfection. Because I was born in 76, so it makes perfect sense.
Perfect. Perfect.
You know, but I said to her, you know, to just bring me the tea. So she brings me an entire carafe pitcher that she poured out of the gallon jug of tea. It's just a glass. Like, this thing has survived so much in our home from, like, 1 week it gets cleaned out and ran through the dishwasher and it's fine. The next week, you know, it's holding flowers. A month later, it's got, you know, we're using it to give water to the dogs and the cats. But for today, it's for me and it's to put my – so, and the other thing is my best friend Ken, who is watching the show, decides to send me a thing. You were born in 66, not 76. Listen, I know, you know – you know how it is, Aaron, you know.
Yeah,
the babies of the world, they always want to throw something out. So before we get too deep into everything with Aaron, the one most important thing that we always do on this show before we get going, I got to make sure my phone is turned down. All of you that are out there, make sure you take and whatever you're listening to, whether this be YouTube, whether this be my personal Facebook page, whether it's the show Facebook page, whatever you're listening to it on, make sure you take it and you share it on every single thing that you can find so that before it's all said and done, somebody bans you from whatever yard sale site that you normally listen and watch everything on. So make sure you go that far with us. So if you've got access to it over there, Aaron, make sure you're sharing. Why is it not? See, this is now it's going to mess with me tonight. What is going on here? It's not allowing me to. Oh, no. This is an interesting one. Maybe Facebook has finally caught up to my my tricks and games here. They're not allowing me to share it the way I normally do.
Really? Yeah, sometimes we have to share it through a personal page.
I'm going to my personal page here. Because normally I share the daylights out of it. And it's great. Especially when people like, and I don't care. You know that, see, now it's going to let me share it to groups. So you ever heard of Honest Travs?
You know what that is? I don't think so.
So like during the pandemic, this Honest Travs thing pops up and it's Honest Travs Dive Bar. And it's a site, just, you know, people right. go on, hey, what's your favorite beer? This, that, and the other. And I'm like, all right, this is cool. So every so often you'll see like these half blitzed, you know, girls or guys. What are you doing, Kat? And on there, and they're just sitting there drinking, and like other half liquored up people are like, "Hi, girl, what are you doing?" You know, and they're like, "Nothing. My girlfriends and I were just hanging out." So I always share it to their page because I always get a message back that my content was removed, which is hilarious to me because we're sitting at a bar drinking right now.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe if you had breasts, they would let you stay on there. I don't know.
That's always been my whole thing. You know, and after I retired from the Marine Corps and I put on a few pounds, I felt like I did have them.
Yeah, well, then they should let you on there, right?
So what's your gig on the – as the co-host, what's that show all about?
So we talk about a little bit of everything, and I got joined on the show because I was a little younger than Tom, who is the host, and – he wanted somebody that knew a lot about sports, and I had worked with him, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. So he had me join the show, and I do my own segment called Foxy Time every morning, and it's sports. I just talk about whatever I want to, but it's mostly sports. So, and then I close it out. I don't know why I started doing this, but now I have to do it every day. I do a different movie quote, but I replace one of the words with sports. So it's – I got to come up
with – give an example.
Get out of my car and into my sports. So something like that. That's my close. And so when I say a movie line or whatever, and I replace it with sports, that's what he knows that I'm, you know, that my segment is over. So I really trap myself in a corner because now I got to come up with a different one every day.
Yes. You didn't even mean to suck yourself into that one, but you did, huh?
Yeah. A lot of work, a lot of extra work for myself.
Well, sports-wise, I got something that I want us to talk about. But the other thing, and I don't know how I completely missed this, and thank you, Jeanette. Jeanette is a super fan. She likes the new shirt. She was checking out last week's show. And there's my best friend, Ken, with the thumbs up about the whole 66-76 bullshit. but I didn't realize you wrote children's books.
Yeah, I started.
And not just like a book. Like, how many books is there now?
I have the fourth one is coming out this year, and it's very much delayed, but because of the pandemic and everything else, but it's coming. It's a follow-up to my first book, which I'll show those watching. It's called The Secret Life of Sloan the Sloth. Spoiler alert, he becomes a superhero.
What?
I know. So let me show you just the, where's that cloud?
Now, am I going to really feel like I've lost something by seeing the end of the book? Now,
I'm not showing you the end. This is when he puts on his mask and he can do stuff that other sloths can't. So he, you know,
like
he
gets, walk 2 miles an hour.
Right. Yeah. All the way up. I don't know, maybe like 5 miles an hour.
Oh, he's a baller talking, in the sloth world.
We're talking crazy.
He's like the Usain Bolt of sloths.
That's right. Yes. He is the Usain Bolt of sloths. Sloan Steady is his name.
Well, that's so what got you into doing that? Because we're going to talk sports here in a minute, but as a dad, you're a dad. We just talked about you have a 2-year-old. Is that the only one?
I have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, both boys.
All right. Isn't it great just having all boys?
It is for me. Probably not for
me. I love having all boys because I can relate much better. Mm-hmm. But so you got all these kids. Like, what makes you say, I'm going to write kids' books?
So I went to the University of Missouri and got a degree in journalism. So I've always like sort of liked to write and that sort of thing. And then I worked for Scholastic, which every parent with a kid knows Scholastic. I worked for them in Jefferson City, Missouri. And, you know, I just kept seeing children's book after children's book. And they have a shop where you can buy them you could buy a paperback for 35 cents and a hardcover for like a dollar. So me and my future wife at that time loaded up on children's books. So when we actually had our 5-year-old, we had them all ready to go and we were reading them. And I just more and more felt like I think I can do this. I don't know what possessed me to think that. And I self-published. So it was a lot of work and it took like a year and a half, but I got it. It's here.
That's awesome. Folks, if you're looking for Aaron's book, it's AaronFoxWrites.com. Check them out. You know, I looked them up online, was flipping through them. It's definitely stuff I would read to my kids. You know, they're great. There's nothing, you know, he's I don't think he's getting banned for anything. He's not Dr. Seuss in this shit.
No. Although I do. Funny you mentioned that because I made sure I had Mulberry Street from Dr. Seuss, nice. Which is the one that just got banned. So I'm rolling in the money now.
Look at you. That you're a baller. Jeanette wants to know, did you do the illustrations also?
I wish I could, man. It would save me a lot of money. And but I just don't have any talent when it comes to the artistic side of that. So the first book I worked with a friend of a friend who was a graphic designer and got it. I mean, just the way I pictured it in my head. So, then the second book I did, it was somebody from Ireland that I'd never met did those pictures. And what's funny about that is it's a book that is local to Columbia, Missouri. So I just sent her a bunch of pictures and she nailed it. So that was awesome.
Now, was she from Ireland in Columbia?
No, she lives in Ireland. I've never met her. I went through a company and found her and we got matched up because of the style and they gave me like 4 samples and I picked hers and it just so happened she was in Ireland and I never even talked to her, but we went through a third party.
Funny.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm trying to figure out who in my house I can hear right now. Like as I'm listening, I'm like, One, somebody's getting an angry text message here in a minute in the Murphy household.
How many people you got at the house?
Right now, there's just the five of us. But then, most of my listeners know this already. Between my wife and I, we have 8 kids, 3 grandkids.
Holy cow. I still think 2 is a lot.
Yeah, we're breeders there. I mean, we're definite breeders. I figured out where it is. So let's see if normally my wife would be watching, but I can hear them all upstairs right now, or the TV at least. So right now everybody knows that I can hear you sending that text message out, because I figure if I can hear her, my mic's pretty good and it's probably picking it up, and everybody, I'll get angry messages like, "Hey man, we heard this entire conversation."
Yeah.
So we know where we can find you. We know we can find you in the morning in Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
in Missouri.
So if you're in Missouri, make sure you check out, you know, Aaron Fox out there. We're all on the East Coast for the most part, but I will tell you, some of my listeners are overseas. For all my overseas listeners, thank you. Thank you so much for making me international. I'm trying to get a David Hasselhoff moment here.
Yeah. You're big in Germany.
Well, I wanted to be big in Nigeria. Yeah, right. I figured that would be. I mean, it's different, you know. I watched that show. Bob Hart's Abishola.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but I've seen the commercials for it.
It's actually not bad. It's like, the guy that's on there is from Mike and Molly.
Right. Yeah.
So I figure it's sort of like his new version of Mike and Molly. It's the same kind of concept there, except she's Nigerian, so it's Bob Hart's Abishola.
I gotcha. Yeah,
it's the same kind of idea. But what I wanted to get into with you, Aaron, and I was kind of teasing at this a little bit, you're a sports guy.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite. Being in Missouri, do you guys have do you guys have a pro team that you're really into?
Oh yeah. I mean, there's the Cardinals in baseball is my favorite team, and the Chiefs in football is big here. I'm right in the heart of Missouri. So we're right between Kansas City and St. Louis. So there's the Royals and the Chiefs on the west end of the state, and then the Cardinals, and it used to be the Rams in football, but they moved, which pissed everybody off in St. Louis. So
well, that's such a goofy one. 'Cause I remember being a kid, when we were kids, they were the Los Angeles Rams.
Right. And there was the St. Louis Cardinals football team. And yes. Then they moved to Arizona.
Right.
So they've lost 2 different teams now in St. Louis. But they still have the Cardinals and the Blues in hockey. So there's enough to go around.
Nick said he's got me a kit. He has a David Hasselhoff style kit car. We can do, make this happen on the East Coast. But so it's funny you're talking about all these different teams. So do you guys even know what lacrosse is out there?
Yeah, yeah. I actually, Tom, who I do the show with, his future son-in-law is just started a professional lacrosse league.
His own league?
Yeah, I think it's only in the Midwest. I can't remember what that thing is called. But then there was a guy that dated my sister-in-law, too, that was a coach in St. Louis. I think it's big in St. Louis.
Okay.
And Mizzou has a club lacrosse team, I believe. I don't think it's sanctioned there, but I'm in the same town.
So it's underground, it's underground fight club style lacrosse.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah,
it's not sanctioned. It's underground fight style. Mm-hmm. Well, we just finally got here in the Albany area, which here in Albany lacrosse is monstrous. It's huge. We actually have the only indoor box lacrosse in a public school in in the United States. That's how, have you ever watched box lacrosse?
I don't know. Describe it for me. I don't know what it is.
Do you like hockey?
I could get into hockey. Yeah.
Imagine hockey with shoes and mm-hmm. kickers pads.
So is it kind of like field hockey a little bit?
No, it's inside the same size arena as regular as hockey,
mm-hmm.
but it's lacrosse, and
it's not
check. No ice.
Okay, I think I got it.
And cross checking is an accepted practice. Like you're expected to cross check somebody into a board. You're expected to try to manipulate someone's spine to the front of their body.
I'm guessing then you get some fights like in hockey, right?
I grew up in Baltimore. Uh-huh. We used to have the Baltimore Thunder. The first time I ever went to a game, I'll never forget this, 33 seconds into the game, gloves were off and they were throwing hands.
Yeah. See, that's my kind of sport. I can get behind that.
Well, I tell people this all the time. So do you, and people always think I'm crazy. Do you know what the national sport for Canada is?
I would say hockey.
It's not. It's box lacrosse.
Really?
Box lacrosse is the national sport for Canada. It's not hockey. Go look it up. Any one of you that wants to send me a message and double check me, but it's not because they actually – hockey was created somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
but the Canadians created box lacrosse so that their hockey players had something to do when the ice melted to keep practicing.
All right. Makes sense to me. I'm not going to question you. I'm not going to Google it. I'll take your word for it.
Isn't it great Google is now an adjective?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to look it up. You're not going to search it. You're not going to figure it out. You're not going to take the time. You're going to Google it.
Yeah.
We used to ask Jeeves it. Remember, we Jeeves it? Did you ever Jeeves it?
I did. I make that joke all the time because I read an article yesterday about Yahoo Answers, which I had totally forgot about.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. But Yahoo is still like the sixth most searched website in the world, which is incredible because I don't know anybody that uses Yahoo.
In China. It's a China thing.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe they're only allowed there.
Maybe.
Only in China are you allowed to use just Yahoo.
Yeah.
So here's the one I had for you. So I wanted to get into this.
Uh-huh.
Have you talked about this whole Mayweather and Jake Paul?
No, we haven't, but I got some friends that are into it, and they firmly believe that Mayweather will win pretty easily. But
what are your feel?
That always makes me feel like I should lean the other way, right? When everybody says that one person should win with no problem, Paul is from like MMA, right? Is that right?
No,
he's a boxer.
No, you know what he is?
What is he?
He's a YouTuber.
Okay. All right. That's why they think he's not going to be able to touch him. I get it.
He's the guy. He made his fortune doing like silly YouTube videos. And then he got famous not long ago, probably a couple years ago, because he went and made some like horrible comment about that Japanese suicide woods. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember the name of it. I know what you're talking about. Like young people go and commit suicide.
Yeah. Right. Well, he made some like smart ass comment or a video, and like there was somebody had hung themselves when he was in there, and he like took a picture of it or some shit and posted it.
Hmm.
Yeah. What you guys can't see right now is Aaron is making a face like somebody just farted in an elevator and he don't know what to do.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of that.
So yeah. So what's your feeling on, like, did you ever watch, what is it, Joe's versus Jocks, or what was the name of that show? Was it Joe's versus Jocks?
Pros versus Joe's, I think.
Pros versus Joe's. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty entertaining, actually.
Pretty entertaining. And some of them were decent athletes.
Yeah.
What is your thoughts?
But that's not boxing. I don't know. I hope he doesn't get hurt is my feeling on it.
Well, like he beat up some like other no name YouTuber that I don't even know who the guy was. So now he's like, I'm a badass.
It's probably like that thing where it was Screech versus celebrity boxing thing where nobody.
He fought Horshack.
Yeah, he fought. I thought he fought like somebody really fat, right?
Like, no, It was Horshack from Welcome Back Cotter. It was Horshack from Welcome Back Cotters who he fought. So the guy was like 20, 30 times older than him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he went out like, I'm going to whoop this old man's ass. And the old guy's like, this is just for charity. It's fun. We'll have a good time. And he took like a real ass whooping. That was he just passed away. Dustin Diamond.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. I think he was my age or maybe like right between where we are.
Yeah, he was in our wheelhouse. No. Yeah. Big coke habit and everything else. Oh, yeah. Do you watch documentaries, Aaron? Are you a documentary guy?
Yes. Yes. We have a true false film festival here every year. It's documentaries only. So
what is it called?
It's called the True False Film Festival.
What is that about? Like, tell me about that.
So they, because of the pandemic, it's at a park this year. So I don't know how that's going to work, but all the movies are going to be shown outside. But they're all, and the filmmakers come in from all over the world. It's a pretty big deal. So yeah, I've caught some of that for sure. And I mean, if it's a well-made documentary, I'll watch it about just about anything.
I love documentaries. This is the dorkiest question I think I'm about to ever ask somebody.
Go for it.
So what's your favorite documentary? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, like, man.
How dorky does that sound like to ask somebody what their favorite documentary is?
So what's your favorite toothpaste? I heard you guys talking about video games the other week. Have you seen King of Kong?
No.
Oh, God. You need to see it. It's awesome. This guy goes for the world record and he goes to competitions, and it's the old school Kong game that he's trying to beat the high score of. And it turns out that he's just a really fascinating dude. And he was addicted, and his wife made him give it up. If I'm remembering the thing correctly, cause it's been a while, but his wife made him give it up. And then he got back into it and had a machine in his garage, and he was spending hour after hour after hour in his garage trying to beat this high score. It's crazy.
Don't tell me, because it might be worth it. I have to find out now.
Yeah.
This is bad. Like, I love documentaries, because some of them I watch and I go, this is the dumbest shit. Like, did you ever watch the one about the guy who traveled across the entire United States looking for a copy of every Nintendo game ever created?
No, is that the one where they – is that the same one where they buried all the Atari games, or am I thinking of something else?
No, but they talk about that. That's the worst game ever created, E.T. for Atari that was rushed out. This guy started off in Canada and goes across the country. And we're talking – he spends crazy money on some of these games and finds – do you know – like – I collect comics. So I have some CGC blocked comics that would tell you the rating. This guy found a unopened copy of Track and Field, which is the most valuable Nintendo game. Unopened copy, the whole night. But you just – it was like watching – like he was so – do you ever watch another great documentary? Super Size Me?
Yes. Yep.
Who has it? Like, I think that's the one documentary that got everybody into documentaries.
Yeah, it's Super Size Me. Movie, actually, in the theater, I think people went and saw it in the theater.
Like, which a legit.
They were probably eating popcorn while they were watching it.
I'm addicted to popcorn. Movie theater butter.
Mm.
Like, I just had to order. Like, look, folks, this is where I was just really me and Aaron just talking about bullshit that like only Hartman and I really care about at this moment. Right. He's in misery. I'm in misery. Because I'm in New York. Like, we're losing an entire delegate. They have run away from this state so bad.
It's fine.
Yeah. Like, how bad is it? And they were like, hey, look, if 89 more of you would have done the census, we'd have kept one. And everybody's like, hold on, 89 more of us. No one gave a shit. That's how bad it is.
Yeah. And this is my. I actually worked for the census
Did you do the census?
I worked for in 2010 and 2020, but really like a 2 week period or 3 week period at the beginning of the 2020 census.
Tom wasn't catching up on it. Tom wasn't helping you.
Well, it's only a morning show. So, you know, radio, probably people in radio, right? We don't make a lot of money.
No.
So you're scrapping to find whatever else you can.
It was Census or OnlyFans. You choose.
I don't think I would make a lot of money on OnlyFans.
Jeanette says we got to check out the documentary, The Wrecking Crew. I have to check that one out. I have to look that one up, see what it's about. If it's music, and I have a lot of faith. She's my overseas. She always loves it when I say Papua New Guinea because she lived in Papua New Guinea.
What?
And now I know the story. She puts out these great, beautiful posts about her dad who had Alzheimer's. They're amazing. I love Jeanette. But for documentaries, see, I found that like I like the same bullshit documentaries. Like style. So have you ever watched Harlan County, USA?
I don't think so. I've heard of it.
So this is like from 1976 about the coal miners in Kentucky and going on strike. And I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Like, and I'm watching this just completely enthralled by it. The other day I'm flipping through and I find one called Hillbilly.
Yeah. I've heard of that one like, too, but I need to see that probably.
And this is about the 2016 election. And this woman who was from Kentucky, again, Kentucky. I don't know why. I've only ever been there once.
Kentucky. Entertaining people.
And it gets
Harlan County, isn't that the county in Justified?
Yes. Are you a Justified fan?
We just watched it over the pandemic. It was friggin' awesome.
Fuck this show. Me and Aaron are just going to talk about Justified.
It was so badass. I loved every second of it.
How great was Patton Oswalt in Justified, though?
Very good. Very good. And the guy that played Boyd was awesome. And what was his little sidekick or his cousin?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yes.
He was awesome, too. They were all awesome.
That whole show. And I've never – now, I love Justified. I've never watched the end of the first season, the last half of it.
Really?
I can't do it. Somebody told me what happened, and if it's true, I can't do it.
I'm trying to think of what you would even be talking about.
Somebody told me that Timothy Oliphant's character dies.
The end of the first season?
No, the final season.
Oh.
And I'm like, I can't. If that happens, I can't watch the show.
Because I
love his character so much.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil it for you, but he does not die.
If he doesn't die, then maybe I can watch it. You're the first person that tells me he doesn't die. Somebody was like, oh, he dies at the end. And I'm like, it was like, what was the one about the railroad with Common in it?
I didn't watch that one, but I know what you're talking about.
It was really good. And somebody was like, yeah, Common dies after the third season. I'm like, fuck this show. I'm not watching it. He was why I was watching it. I almost stopped watching Walking Dead the other day.
Yeah, I gave up on that several years ago.
No,
I can't do it anymore.
Go back. It's so good. Is it so good?
Wow.
And the movies are coming. It's so good. You have to go watch it, but I watch Fear the Walking Dead. And I'm a big Dillahunt. God, I can't think of his name right now.
Garrett
Dillahunt fan. Mm-hmm. I love him. Did you know he was up to be Negan?
No, that would have been interesting. But they made the right choice.
Yes. Well, and I've met him also, Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Oh, well, yeah, he lives up by you, right? Somewhere up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, him and Paul Rudd own a candy shop in Rhinecliff, New York. Which is just so odd.
I heard Howard Stern talking about that.
Yeah, he's one of these kind of very unassuming, but you'd be surprised how tall he is. He's like 7'14".
you can see that.
But he's like as big around as a pipe cleaner, but just the nicest guy and dresses like a homeless person.
Yeah,
Like he's one of these guys that you're like, man, are you homeless? Like, do you need a dollar? Like, showbiz ain't been good to you? Like, what's going on here? But super, super nice guy. Look, I told you, folks, this show was going completely squirrel. I don't even, I wanted to talk about sports. I was going to talk about the draft. I didn't even watch the Kentucky Derby. You know,
oh, it was good stuff. I won $70 on the turtle race right before the Kentucky Derby.
There's a turtle race before the Kentucky Derby.
So last year, because it was moved because of the pandemic, on the first Saturday of May in Louisville, they had a turtle race instead. And they did it again this year. And it was like the second annual. It's presented by Old Forester Whiskey. And my buddy put together a pool. It was like $10 a turtle. And the one I randomly picked was the winner. So I won $70.
$10 a turtle.
Turtle rate. Yep. It was Into the Fog or Lost in the Fog. Something like that was my turtle. And he won.
That is amazing.
So they all suggested that because I won, I need to write a children's book about it, which I was like, challenge accepted. I'll do it. I'll write a children's book about it.
Yeah. I mean, and they're kind of all that, like, there's a whole book already about a turtle racing. It kind of exists.
Yeah. The tortoise.
Are we plagiarizing? Did we just admit to plagiary?
I looked it up yesterday and Aesop's Fables are not copyrighted. So I can do whatever I want.
So now, going back to the book, I told you we're all over the place today, folks. It's because I'm drinking tea in Telemardew and not drinking my normal Telemardew and Stewart's cream soda. So we're a little all over the place today, folks, as you're listening to this one. Have you ever looked into some of the things that aren't copyrighted that you, like, anybody can write a book about?
Generally not. Generally, I'll have an idea like that and I'll look, because Aesop wrote those things in like the 1700s or something. So, or it maybe even before that, it was like the old Greek stuff. So, but I have thought about, because I'm not an artist, going and finding like cheap photos online that anybody could have for a song and just like incorporating a story around free photos or something. Because if I made any money whatsoever on it, it would be pocket money, because I wouldn't have to pay an illustrator.
I think you might have found your way around. Look up one of my personal favorites that is completely free and anyone can do a story on. Six Gun Gorilla. Six Gun Gorilla. There is – the last one that was done was probably about might have been almost a decade ago. Six Gun Gorilla. That's a real thing, folks. This is about a giant gorilla, like a silverback.
I see it.
Who's in the West with a six shooter. And anyone can write a story about him. It doesn't matter. You can come up with a story right now how Six Gun Gorilla did this, that, or the other thing. And completely free. Completely free.
Well, but you've given me an idea. I might have to do it.
There you go. Look. Here we go, folks. On the Above the Bar podcast, we've come up with the next great children's novel, Six Gun Gorilla. Mm-hmm. If you can put Six Gun
Gorilla. An angle for Six Gun Gorilla, but I'm sure.
They're all Nerf darts, and he gets in trouble by his gorilla parents for every time he sits down, he shoots one of them and knocks over something and breaks it. And then he tells a lie that it actually wasn't him that broke it. And then the whole story is about how important telling the truth is.
All right. I like where your head's at.
See this? Like, Aaron, I'm writing children's books right here.
You can do it. Anybody can do it.
You know, it's all the same shit. You know, that was fucked up. I just said, I almost said, it's all the same shit that everybody's doing. Right. That's not what I meant. But you just, you know, that was fucked up for a moment. I had to hit myself up with that one.
No, you're right, though. And the big problem for me is, we just talked about this on the show today, Meghan Markle now is coming out with a kid's book. And Madonna comes out with, you know, anybody who wants to that's famous comes out with a kid's book, and it can be total crap, and it's going to sell a million copies. So,
right. But that's the whole thing. Hold on a second. But do you really give a shit what Meghan Markle has to say? Don't be upset at me, Jeanette. Jeanette, do you like Meghan Markle? If you're listening, Jeanette, I need to know this right now. Look.
England kicked her out, so she's...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, wait, like fake wrestling? Yes, Jeanette, it's not like fake wrestling. That was the whole thing last week. I never called it fake. I called them, they're like stunt people. I said that, and then I got corrected for that one. And then I was like, it's scripted and I got corrected for that. I'm like, come on.
The wrestling is real. The drama is fake.
There we go. I needed you last week, Aaron. I needed you last week because they were cutting promos on me left and right. I'm like, I'm trying to say this shit to be nice. did not work out whatsoever. So you've got, God, I'm trying to stay on any one path for whatever reason today. I can't stay focused. What it is, I drove to Syracuse to come back today. So I've got myself all. It's all right. You know, there's plenty of rabbit holes. I just call these left turns. Every one of these, you know, hard left. We just start going and we make hard lefts and we'll just make another hard left and we'll just keep running down that line. But so let's see. Dead air is never good. So we don't want that. So
What were we talking about?
Staying focused here for, I forgot completely what we were talking about. So we were on to documentaries. I said my favorites and the third favorite. And I get, wait a sec. You know what my third favorite documentary is? The wonderful, what? The world, the wild and wonderful whites of West Virginia.
Hmm. Yeah. See, you're into this Appalachian hillbilly thing that I haven't been a part of yet.
Well, you know, so my mother's family's from Appalachia. Mm-hmm. So I've spent plenty of time out there and I know people out there and, you know, to me, it's like, all right. Like it's the last true lawless, and I mean that's not right, but it still has that like we make our own rules, our own decisions. Things are, you know, hell. How long did they hide the bomber from the Olympic bomber? And that poor guy got blamed for it that didn't do it. He was hidden in the Appalachians.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So the reason that they couldn't find him is because the federal government was looking for him and people up in the Appalachians were okay with what he was doing. So they hid him like in different houses. They didn't catch him till finally, like somebody was like, look, we ain't got nowhere for you. And they caught him digging in the trash.
I can't believe kept him there or, you know. Took him in, aided and abetted.
Well, you got it. His whole story was that he was anti-abortion, and he was blowing up abortion clinics, and that was his whole gig.
Oh,
so they were like, "We got you, bro."
What's that have to do with the Olympics, though?
I think that was just like, "Hey, you know, I'm going to make a show, and you're going to listen to me because it's a big stage, and it's in the U.S. and it was in Georgia. That was the Atlanta Olympics."
Yeah, I watched the Clint Eastwood movie. What the hell was that called? It was his name.
I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
It wasn't
a documentary, but it was based on a true story. So
that's the one that's got that amazing actor. What the hell's his name? He's got the big head.
That could be a lot of it.
But he's a great actor. He's in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. He plays the, and he's got an interesting name that doesn't fit his look. I don't know. Somebody will remind me, but I know the one you're talking about. Again, look what we're doing, folks. We finished off the Telemardu cider cask finish.
Beautiful.
I have froze for a moment. That is never happened. What the
hell? Is it you or is it me?
Hello. Can you hear me now? Are we back? Holy crap, folks. I just lost my internet. What is going on here, StreamYard? We good? You still there, Aaron? Aaron, do I have you back? Earth to Aaron. I don't know what is happening here, folks. We lost We still there, Aaron? Can you hear me? Aaron, are you there? He is completely frozen. If anyone can hear the show right now, send me a message. Because right now, we seem like we're fairly frozen. I've got good internet connection here. I do not. So we'll keep going, run it right along. Go. Having an unstable internet connection. I have no idea what is going on. Try plug it. Nope, I can't plug into a router. That's not an option. Don't know what's going on here. You there, bud? And we've lost Aaron completely. Hopefully he'll come back here in a moment. As you all get to listen to me completely ramble on, like, is there anyone there? Oh, Aaron's back.
Yes, am I here?
Bro, I don't know what that was. You know what that was? I mentioned China earlier, and they fucking cut me off.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to blame my internet because I got a new internet connection today, actually. So could be on my end.
It could be either one of us because I bought a new router this week, too, or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, there you go.
So either one of us are screwing our own shit up.
While I was stuck, though. I looked at Six Gun Gorilla. He apparently takes this one that I'm looking at takes place of the year in the 22nd century. So it's in the future, actually.
Brother. So you're watching. So that's a future version, which is a phenomenal read. I've read that entire series. Mm-hmm. That is such a good read. I actually met the artist on that and have an original art piece by him of Six Gun Gorilla.
So is it a comic?
There's so many. So it's a comic. Most of them are comics now. But if you look, mm-hmm. the story goes back to like the late 1800s, early 1900s, Wild West times is the original story.
All right. I like that.
We've done found you some crazy ass shit. Six Gun Gorilla. Let's see. Six Gun Gorilla. Original. Thank goodness for spell check. So you're looking at the one, the Spurrier, Simon Stokely, and Jeff's.
Yes.
Which is an amazing, amazing read. Like so much fun. But if you go back, so let's see if I can get this to come up here. It's looking a little blurry. So there's an image of the original Six Gun Gorilla. Very, very different. The original one, folks, is looks like I would easily say this is somewhere, let's see, in the 1920s, 1930. Here it is. It was originally produced in 1939, the original Six Gun Gorilla. And the ape was named O'Neill. And as an infant, he was kidnapped, brought from Africa to the United States, and he was sold to a prospector named Bart Masters of Colorado. Isn't that a great name? Bart Masters.
Bart Masters, yes.
And, you know, he grows up and he ends up finding – you know, they kill him and he finds his revolver and goes on a rampage to get revenge for his long lost, you know, father and this, that, and the other. So, yeah, definitely.
What an amazing creative thing for 1939. I'm impressed.
Well, I mean, hold on. Think about that for a second. When was Superman created? When was Batman created?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Superman in 20s or 30s, right?
And Wonder Woman ain't far off of that. That's another documentary. You ever seen the documentary about the making of Wonder Woman?
No, but I need to.
That is a straight up. For those, I'm about to ruin Wonder Woman for everyone. If you did not know it, Wonder Woman is a BDSM character.
Well, that doesn't ruin it for me.
Now look, Aaron, why are you looking up? Why are you looking up more Wonder Woman right now? Aaron, come back. Come back.
I'm here.
Yeah. So the guy who created Wonder Woman was like very into the whole idea of women dominance and women's control. The whole idea. Nick said, I'd love to ruin 198 board. Invite me in. you know, it's definitely one of those kind of characters that, like, when you finally find out the backstory of why this was created, you're like, oh,
well, shit. You know, when you think of the land that she came from, though, it kind of makes sense because it's all like big, strong women, right? Is the entire mm-hmm. island that she's from. So I can see that.
Well, look at her outfit.
Yeah.
Look at her whole outfit. Her outfit is a corset with bracelets, and she has a rope that if she ties it to you, you're forced to tell her the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you start breaking it down, you go, well, son of a bitch.
That new movie sucks, by the way. It's terrible.
What?
The new Wonder Woman.
I've got to give you the... You didn't like it?
No, I love the first one. At 1984, okay. It's just all over the place.
Now, what is it about 1984 that you didn't like? Because there's parts of it that I didn't care for, but what didn't you like?
I felt like the whole aesthetic was wrong. Chris Pine coming back, I thought was wrong. It just didn't feel like, and they never even explained that. And the bad guy wasn't very believable. I don't know, man. There wasn't much about it I did like.
They explained Chris Pine coming back completely.
Yeah, but I still don't buy it. I mean,
because he was the wishmaker
on the writer's part. Like it was just really easy to say that she wished him back into existence.
But it falls into the comic.
Okay, well, that's I haven't read the comics, so that may be true.
Do you read comics? Did you read comics? Are you a comic guy?
I have some from when I was a kid. I was a big X-Men and Spider-Man fan.
You fall into that realm? Yep. Our age group, like X-Men got big, Spider-Man got big.
I'll give you that. Huge when I was a teenager. So, I mean, I had a lot of those.
I've always been – I used to be a big Marvel guy, and I've kind of – it's funny. Like, as a kid, I was a big Marvel guy. As I've gotten older, I've become more of a DC person.
See, I never even knew there was a difference until, you know, the Marvel Universe came out, and I just read what I thought was good. You know what I mean? So I never knew that there was a difference, like, between Marvel and DC, and there was a big rivalry until, you know, like, the last 15 years.
You really want to ruin things for yourself. Check out have you ever seen any of the new shows like what's the one? Preacher or The Boys?
I started watching Preacher and I couldn't make it through, not because it wasn't good. I just kind of fell off. I do want to see The Boys for sure.
You haven't watched The Boys yet?
Not yet. I need to.
If you get a chance and you have Amazon and you like the book reader thing on Amazon, read either one of those and then you watch the show. And, you know, the old thing,
well, the book is so much better than the movie.
Right.
They do shit in them books that you couldn't do on TV.
Well, I heard The Preacher, it was hard to make it come across on TV. I did hear that.
Well, Well, same thing with The Boys. When you like, there's a scene in The Boys that's in the book, he actually, there's a guy's face gets pulled off and put on top of a slice of and put on top of a pizza and delivered to someone.
Ugh, that is
like,
yeah.
That,
I feel like somebody in Hollywood could do that, but yeah, that's tough to pull off.
Like, I don't know what we're doing to Nick tonight there, Aaron, but he is on it. Let me save Nick here for a second. he is like sending me messages. He's like, wants to be on the show so bad. Do we want to bring Nick on? You tell me. I've never had Nick on.
Oh, I don't care.
Like, I mean, is he going to
argue with me about Wonder Woman? Because I don't really need that in my life right now.
I don't know. I don't. Nick, what do you want to come on? Tell me what you want to come on. He's like, do it. Let's see. I don't know. We're going to send Nick a message here, folks. I don't know what Nick wants here. Tell me what you want, Nick, before I bring you on here. He said he will not argue with you about Wonder Woman. So he's given us his word. He's not going to argue with us. He said he will not. Maybe I have his email address for everyone also. You can post that out there for the world. You guys could spam Nick, send him anything you want. Send him your only fan page. Let's see. Oh, Rob.
Yes. Thank you, Robert. It was terrible.
But he was in the Army, so I don't put a lot of faith in the things he says. As a Marine, I can only take what he says with a grain of salt.
Well, he agrees with me, so I think he's the smartest guy on the podcast right now.
All right, Nick. Let's see here. Let's get you on here. Let's see what Nick has to say. This is what I love about my show. There is, if you haven't figured it out yet, Aaron, there is 0.0 control here other than mine. Somebody said something to me about, like, you can't say this, you can't say that on my show. I was like, fuck, I can't. It's mine. This is my hour.
The FCC control is here. They can on my morning show. They can't hear.
I can say all, what is it? Six words you can't say. Which was it?
It was seven back in the day. Now I think it's down to like two. Because you could say quite a bit.
You can't drop the F bomb and you can't drop the C bomb.
Right.
F can't drop the there's that other word that I'm not even gonna use the initial to.
Well, back in his day though, he used the F word in like three different ways. So those are to me like there was MF-er and F.
You can say motherfucker. You can say motherfucker, fuck it. Like I won't tell your parents.
I know, but I'm on here as a children's book author, so I'll try and behave myself. Even though I'm a grown ass man, you know what I mean?
Like my 3-year-old says that now.
A grown ass man?
Yeah, he'll be like, "I'm a grown man. I look like a man." I'm like, "Bro, you're 3. You're 3."
My 2-year-old's pretty solid. He's starting to look more and more like a man every day.
My kids, I'll absolutely say my kids do not. Or I didn't breed any biggins, not over at this house.
See, I'm 6'2" and like 225. So, yeah, I think both my kids are going to be big.
See, so I guess Nick ain't going to make it. I sent it to you, Nick. I was just telling somebody. So I met with somebody today. They were about 6'4", 6'5". I make it very clear. I'm 5'7.5". I throw that half in there. That half is very important to me.
Yeah.
What's that? Carlin. 7 words you can't say on TV. Absolutely. Nick, I sent you the email. You're gonna come on or not? So when I was like peanut size, my parents actually, because my father was 6'2". His brothers are 6'3", 6'4", 6'6", 6'7". One I believe is like was almost 7 feet. I'm 5'7.5". On my father's side of the family, I'm the shortest person, male or female.
Do you have brothers and sisters that are tall?
I am an only child.
Oh.
Nick, I invited you through StreamYard. I sent you the invite. I sent it. I emailed it to you to the email you sent me. So you gotta click on that, bud. See, that's Nick's email. Let me see here. It's easier to read that way. I'll send it one more time, bud. But yeah, so they actually sent me to a geneticist because they were so concerned that I was short. And the guy was like, "Yeah, he's just short. You'll be he's fine.
That's awesome.
Just short. It's okay." Yeah.
Have you always had a chip on your shoulder because you felt like you weren't as tall as the rest of the family?
Yes. I'm not going to, but I will not deny that in any way, shape, or form. I tell people all the time, I grew up at 127 pounds with a 400 pound mouth.
Yeah. Well, I knew a lot of guys like you when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I never fought any of them because I knew they could all beat me. So,
cheers to you. Salut. Yeah. See, now I knew it wasn't me, Nick. I'm like, yeah, I know I sent this dude. Let's see here. Invite. Here, we'll just say in. I'm not that creative. We're almost done. Like, here, you can jump on. Yep, missed the S. Look, he had a chip on his shoulder. That's right, Joe. Absolutely, Robert. But always remember, Robert, do you know what – Aaron, do you know what Army stands for?
I'll let you tell me what it stands for.
Aren't ready for Marines yet.
Mm-hmm. I will say Navy. That somebody outside of the armed services, like I am, I always felt like Marines were the badasses.
That's it. I used to tell kids all the time. So I recruited for almost 12 of my 20 years in the Marine Corps. I used to tell kids all the time, they'd be like, so I'm going to go next door to the Navy. I'm going to be a SEAL. I'm like, look, kid, first off, you look like you eat 12 sandwiches. There's nothing SEAL about you. What do we got here? I don't like this is a new thing with the Marine Corps, this whole eat crayon thing. Nick, how are you today? You're good, sir.
Sorry, I'm trying to get the lighting right. I'm outside.
Get your ring light.
I'm smoking. Yeah, you
look like you were one of the Navy SEALs that killed Bin Laden.
I can't really talk about it.
I hear you.
I can't tell you, or I'd have to kill you.
I'm sitting outside. I think I'm on brand. I'm sitting outside with a cigar and some whiskey.
That's good. What's the whiskey choice?
Oh, this is the Jameson Caskmates.
Right. I had a bottle of that. What did I do with that? I like Jameson. I had a bottle of that. I got. So what'd you have for us, Nick? We had you fired up. I had you fired up there for a moment. What was it?
Well, all right. So let's lay it out there. First of all, I think my brother Fox Vineyard is on your show on a regular.
I've had Fox on twice. So you know Fox?
He's my little brother.
Oh, is he physically your brother? I didn't even know that.
He's physically my little brother. Well, he's much bigger than me, obviously, because he's a wrestler and he trains a lot. But
so you know Dan Butka then?
What's that?
You know Dan Butka?
Oh, dude, Dan Butka is one of my best friends in my life.
See that? Yeah. Look at this, Aaron. Like Aaron, you got sucked into a family reunion show and didn't even know it.
That's all right.
And then you would also know Lisa Marie.
Yeah, I know her real last name too. And we all grew up on the same street.
Look at that. Aaron, did you grow up on that street?
I did not. Not that I know of.
Is that your wife? How are you guys related? I know you're related to her.
Who? Lisa Marie?
Yeah.
No, her kid goes to daycare with my kid.
Oh, okay. That was, yeah. So I've been watching your show. I think I watched the last three episodes. I think Fox is on one of them. But I kept watching it because I enjoy the way you run the show. And I enjoy how you pitch to, you have, these really good guests and you pitch it off to them. So I've actually, since the last time he was on, I've been watching it. And now that you guys are talking about comic book movies and all this stuff, I'm sitting here watching, I'm like, and I text him, yo, text your buddy. Tell him to let me on, bro. and just so you know, no, I'm not going to bust your balls about not knowing comic books and stuff. It is what it is. But we can have a good conversation, I think.
Absolutely. See, here we go. Nick, here's what we're going to do. Because we're almost at the backside of this one. If you're a comic book guy, I love my comic books. I love that cigar that you're smoking also. That thing looks like a child's arm. That thing is huge.
It's just a normal size. I think they call these a Turo. Turo is the shorter one. Then you have the what's the one that's the one that's after the president, the Teddy Roosevelt. He had something. I don't know. But these are shorter. It's not the shortest one. But that's the only reason this is bad quality. I mean, I have literally a whole podcast studio in the house. But
you podcast also?
Yeah. I podcast about comic books and bullshit like this.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Look at Aaron. Yeah. We're hitting the. So here's the question then, and we'll get everybody's opinion. I have mine. Aaron, what is the worst comic book movie you have watched?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, this can go so far.
It's an interesting. And I'm going to give you one. And when I tell you my reasoning, anyone who knows me has already listened to this rant, but I got to hear everybody else's.
So I didn't watch all of the Green Lantern with Seth Rogen, but
that's that Green Lantern. That's Green Hornet.
Green Hornet. That's right. I wasn't a fan of that. Deep cut. But I can do better. I gotta
deep cut.
Search my memory banks. I'll let you guys go first because you're the experts, not me.
What do you got, Nick?
The worst comic book, Catwoman.
Catwoman was bad.
With Halle Berry.
With Halle Berry. She didn't make the movie better, though?
No. So the way I kind of judge comic book movies is that, like, I understand that Hollywood needs to make money, but I think there still needs to be a toss-up between authenticity of the books and then creative differences. And if you completely ignore the books, then your movie sucks.
Thank you.
So if you try, like Green Hornet, not a great movie at all, right? But right. they really did try. Like they had the right car, they gave the right costumes. Like
Kato was a badass.
Yeah, it's like, so you could kind of like forgive it a little bit, but it's when you get a studio that wants to do a comic book movie and they just ignore the original, like go fuck yourself. Catwoman's the worst one. But I could probably think of 10 other ones. I'm sure you guys can too.
All right, Aaron. Best children's novel ever made.
Best children's novel? Well, so my favorite kid's book is Harold and the Purple Crayon, which we
saw. Mine is Super Sloth. You just were showing. I'm really a fan of that one.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Show the name of the book. I can't remember it, and I'm a horrible person. I'm into another bomb.
Life of you got it like book. Fucking lined up.
Yeah,
that's the best children's novel ever made.
I appreciate it.
I definitely missed the green room when you guys were talking about it. He had it ready to go.
We had that ready to go. You know, it's better than my kids used to make me read what's that fish one? Fancy Fish or something about a damn fish with like pretty scales and everything, and start sharing it. My Tyler used to make me read that stupid damn book all the time.
I don't know what it is, but that doesn't sound awesome.
Oh, that and my stuck and that and Stuck Truck. We used to read that. Oh, look. When you have eight, by the time you hit eight kids, you've read so many damn books that they don't make anymore or that weren't around.
Eight kids?
Oh, yeah. Between my wife and I, we got eight of them.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
And three grandkids. And we own TVs, as I tell everyone. You would think that we'd have other shit to do, but nope. I have TVs and streaming services. And I'm going to put it like this, and then I'm going to let everyone sit and stew on this one. The worst comic book movie ever made is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Whoa, hot take. We got to hear this.
Very simple. First off, Gamora, the most dangerous woman in the universe,
I'll give you that.
Is not going to shed a tear over anyone, could care less about a sister, isn't going to give a shit about you, me, or anybody else. So why do we have her out here worrying about her sister and being so emotional? There's the first thing. Next thing, they did okay with Star-Lord. But here we go again. Star-Lord's father is not the planet Ego. His father is a guy named Jason, who is a king of leader of the Sparlax, who is an entire planet of warriors. So again, nowhere near the storyline, just some more bullshit. Drax, got it. This is the second coming of Drax. Drax 2.0.
That's the biggest fucking fuck up of all of the Marvel universe.
Absolutely. But just Aaron, I know you're looking at all this, Aaron. Aaron's going, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
At it from just straight like if I like the movie or not, because I didn't read the comic books. So,
well, here's one for you. So for Drax, Aaron, you know who Drax is.
Yeah,
and I've met Batista. That man's hands are so big, he shook my hand and swallowed it. It was I was like, I'm not normally like bothered by the size of a sumbitch, but he's a big boy.
Yeah. He's not human. I don't think he doesn't.
No, he's not human.
No, I can't believe he turned into an actor, by the way. I used to watch wrestling back in the day, and I can't believe that guy turned into an actor.
He's great in the movie with, is it Ghostface Killer? The Quentin Tarantino Kung Fu film?
Oh, is that the Fist of the Iron Fist or whatever?
Iron Fist. That's it. Iron Fist. But
well, Drax is Jizza does or RZA, whatever the fuck his name is.
RZA. That was RZA, not Ghostface. But again, here's a character who at one point in time punched through Thanos' back and pulled his heart out his chest.
Yeah. And they really
in the comic book. And he's getting punked around.
Yeah.
The only character that was done right was Rocket the Raccoon. Because that's how he really is. But even Groot, they bring back Groot in the comics, when Groot dies and gets brought back, as long as he can be replanted, he will regrow. But he maintains all of his memories and all of his understanding of before, because all of it is in the fibers of the tree.
So that's a good question. Do you think that baby Groot has all of original Groot's memories and everything?
Nope, because James Gunn, who has already come out and said that he's treating the new Groot as a completely different character that doesn't know all the history.
Well, you know, they're gonna switch things up. I think there's like a trade-off, right? Like you have like your main characters, even though Iron Man and Captain America and Thor weren't really A-list, people kind of went behind it because they're like, oh, you know, they did them right to a degree. But then when you get into the realm of like, what's the new one coming out? Shang-Chi or
Black. I can't wait to wait. Aaron, have you seen that?
No.
Have you seen the trailer? Bro, right now, you should be watching that trailer, because that trailer is amazing.
Right. So Nick, when you get to these lower tier characters like him or Groot or the Guardians, you have to expect a little bit of artistic license. So I think people are going to enjoy Shang-Chi more than they enjoyed maybe like certain big name like Iron Man 3. Everyone's on the ass Iron Man 3 because like we have 60 years of Iron Man comics. 10, he has like, you know, 10, 15 stories that are iconic. And then you're just going to make him not wear the Iron Man suit the whole time.
Devil in the bottle.
Blah, 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 blah. But then when you get into Shang-Chi, like they could do whatever they want and people are going to like it because they're going to be like, well, we don't really know this character. Only like a couple of nerds like me and you and, you know, the other maybe 500,000 people are going to know where he came from. But like the rest of the people that like the Marvel, you know, the MCU are going to be like, oh, shit, it's an Asian dude. It's basically Mortal Kombat mixed with Bruce Lee without the fatalities. Like they're going to jump on it. It's the same.
Sounds good to me. I'll watch it.
Right.
Dude, like, I'm tired of all the superhero movies. So the further it can go away from that, all the Fantastic Fours, I don't think they've made a good Fantastic Four.
Agreed.
Those are bad. Hulk. Most of the Hulks are bad.
The only Hulk that was bad was with the poodles that turned into Hulks. That was the one with the
is that Edward Norton?
No, it's Eric Bana.
Yeah, Eric Bana.
Old ones.
Yeah, like the poodles turn into like incredible Hulk creatures. I'm like, the fuck is going on here? This is horrible.
Yeah,
this is so bad.
I like the most recent Hulk, but I don't think I like the. Well, I don't know. Maybe I haven't seen enough of them.
With Abominate, but I mean, let's be honest. That Hulk movie that you're talking about, that started the MCU.
Right.
No, that was that was out before Iron Man.
The one with Eric Bana did not.
No, the one with Edward Norton did.
I don't think there was Hulk dogs in that movie. That was Eric.
There wasn't Hulk dogs, but that started the MCU because that movie is canon because like, what's his name? That is actually the Red Hulk. I can't think of the Colonel's name.
Thunderbolt Ross.
Thunderbolt Ross, which we have a good chance after. Did you watch Falcon and Winter Soldier, Aaron?
No.
I know Nick did just based on this conversation. There's no doubt in my mind. But we got a good chance of seeing the Thunderbolts in the MCU. So there's so much.
The bad Avengers, basically.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it's a good way of looking at them. Like, we have so much good stuff coming.
The Thunderbolts are basically like a bunch of...
Well, they're the Suicide Squad for Marvel.
Right, they're like anti-heroes.
Yeah, they're the Suicide Squad.
Dude, I thought of the worst superhero movie. It's Superman 3 with Richard Pryor.
With Richard Pryor!
Oh, yeah, yeah. When drunk
it
Superman,
was terrible.
Drunk Superman's fighting his clone.
Yeah.
But did that not make you think about computers when he had the worm that was just taking the money?
It's entertaining. I will say that. Some of the Richard Pryor stuff is entertaining, but it's not a well-made movie for sure.
I want to hear why you thought it was so bad. Because I feel like you have a great opinion on this.
The Superman 3? Or which one?
Or any movie, like anything that we think is good, I would love to hear you just tell us why they're shit.
Oh.
Like, I wish I could. I love the first Captain America, but most people are like, oh, it's garbage.
I love first Captain America. First Avenger? Great movie.
It's my favorite.
I thought it was pretty good. I stopped watching because there were so many of them. I was just like, I can't. And I didn't read the comics, so I'm like, this is too much. So it just got saturated for me. And I haven't seen the Zack Snyder cut, and I haven't seen...
Oh, that's a good... Oh, you got to watch Zack Snyder cut. Nick, what else you got for us, brother? I'm going to get ready. Aaron and I are going to finish up here. You and I, we're going to have to talk. Maybe we'll do a whole show about some of these comic book movies or upcoming movies. I'm a big Dune fan. I got Dune coming up
in
October.
That's going to be dropped on the Max.
Can't wait for...
I know me and you share a lot of opinions, so I'm actually really interested in Aaron's opinions on stuff. So I would say if they're like, what franchise do you love?
Do you have one of the franchises that you're like so into?
Like whatever
you can keep watching it, like Star Wars, Star Trek,
Harry Potter,
MCU, DCU, Harry Potter, anything.
So I'm into the Harry Potter books, obviously, because I'm a nerd and a children's book author. I didn't like the movies as much, but I do. Star Wars is big. That's probably the biggest one for me that I have to watch every time it comes out.
Any of them? You got to watch them.
Yeah, I think I've seen every movie that's come out for sure.
How did you feel? I'm sorry to like cut in on you, boss.
No, it's fine.
How did you feel about The Mandalorian? Did you watch it?
So I love the first season of The Mandalorian, and I know it's controversial, but I hated the ending of the second season of Mandalorian.
Really?
I hated it. I was like, this is a cop for sure. This is, and it's always to me like a storytelling thing just because that's where I come from. And I thought it was way too easy to do that and bring a bunch of.
I can see that. No, you know what? That's a legitimate. You know, like just bring him in, just cut it out, be done, moving on. Here's where the Yoda baby went. And it's interesting you bring that up because where the hell did the kid go? We've got all these movies. He's never referenced. He's never brought up. He's never brought in again. That's a great opinion. Nick, tell everybody where they can find your podcast at.
Oh, my YouTube and Twitch and all the same, all of it, everything you could possibly get on is all under Rewind That Radio.
Rewind That Radio.
We originally started back in the day, and we were like watching Point Break, and I'm like, rewind that. Come on, we got to watch that scene again. And it turned into like a podcast in 2013, and then we took a bunch of years off, and now it's just a couple of friends, just like you guys do. You're a little more formatted than I am. But yeah, Rewind That Radio. I'd love to have you guys pop in at some point because we basically talk about, you know, we don't talk that much about wrestling. I know, like, this is kind of wrestling centric, to a degree.
I'm not wrestling centric at all. I just happen to fall down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, but you also happen to know like a lot of people that are deep in the business. So, like, you have a really good niche with that. But yeah, like we just bullshit. It's basically like you jump on, drink some whiskey, we talk about whatever movie came out or whatever, like the draft. We did a draft episode last night. I know nothing about sports. my two buddies are basically like, do you know what a second pick is? I'm like, yeah, I know what a second pick is.
But yeah, I can fucking count. I can count, asshole. Thanks. I appreciate that.
But yeah, I like, you know, it's all about, in my opinion, especially after the COVID situation where so many people started podcasts, it's really about just getting on here with your friends and chopping it up. That's actually what the show is called. It's called The Chop Up. So we just get on, we chop it up just like you guys do. You just talk about what you're interested in, and that's it. Like, we just have a good time. Drink some booze, smoke some cigars, hang out.
Well, that sounds like a perfect kind of show for me.
Sorry I kind of bow got it on this one or whatever. But nope. You guys are just you're in my realm, and I just wanted to hang out and drink some beers, and you know, hopefully we can all mix it up soon.
Absolutely. You know, Aaron might be able to jump on one day. You know, you can talk about whiskey and children's books with him.
Dude, but, a plug. If anybody is in Columbia, Missouri area, I'm going to win a book signing at a distillery Friday night from 6 to 8. So that'll be awesome.
So you've written some children's books?
No, that was legit. Like, that book he was holding up, that's like he wrote that.
Oh, that's amazing, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, I appreciate it, man. It's a lot of work. A lot of work.
Santi says he wants you to circumcise him, Nick. I don't know what he's talking about. Oh, wait a second. He said he wanted to be on the chop. I'm sorry. My bad. I read that wrong.
On the chop. Well, we could circumcise him on it, too. I mean, we don't have any limits. We get canceled every week, so it's fine.
It's fine. It happens. All right, brother. We're going to tighten this up. I appreciate you coming on. When you see Greg, tell him I said what's up, and we'll make everything happen. And we'll figure out a time. Send me a message on Facebook and we'll figure out a time, and we will definitely set up a time to talk about movies and comic books and all of our favorite stuff.
All right.
One more time. Where can they find you?
Rewind That Radio.
Rewind That Radio. All right, folks, go check out Rewind That Radio. All right there, brother. I will talk to you soon.
Thanks, dude.
Been real. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. All righty. Yeah, I'm not buying it there. Look, Santi, cut an inch off of it, you'd have a scab on your ass. All right. And as always, Miss Jeanette. So I'm actually friends with Sam Jones on Facebook there, Miss Jeanette, who is Flash Gordon. And the Queen soundtrack is probably one of the – I'd put it in the top three soundtracks because we got to wrap this up one here. I can keep going. This is what I do, Aaron. This is – if somebody doesn't stop me, I'll just keep going.
That's fine.
Probably,
by the way. Queen is one of my favorite bands of all time.
Like, the Queen soundtrack for Flash Gordon is the best, because I think they're the only band on that soundtrack. Mm-hmm. Same thing with like Saturday Night Fever. The Bee Gees are the only band on that soundtrack.
Yeah.
But I would tell you probably the other two best movie soundtracks have to be the original Crow.
Good one. Yep.
And what was the other one? God, I can see it in my head. It's another grunge movie.
Singles?
Singles, thank you.
Singles, like, is awesome.
So I would say those are the two, like, compilation movie soundtracks, you know. Highlander.
Yeah.
If not one of the best movie series, even down to, like, all the Highlanders were actually aliens, which was weird in the last movie. But I
saw that one.
Oh, if you ever get a chance to watch the last Highlander, so, you know, like, when they chopped their head. Fuck, I bet you that was like late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
I'll tell you, Highlander, we're going to just Google that.
Man, we didn't get into music, but I could have talked this whole time about music too.
Yeah, so like the last Highlander movie, you have Highlander, which came out. God, do I feel old? The original Highlander came out in 86. Then Highlander 2 was in 91. The third movie, Highlander 3, The Sorcerers, was 94. And I'm almost sure that's the one where they like end up going back to their home planet and all this other bullshit. And you're like, so they weren't like people that were just given a gift. They were like they were from another planet, and they were like political prisoners from another planet sent to Earth. And when they cut their heads off, they went back to their original planet. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That sort of goes against the original mythology, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like, it was supposed to be they were just like these chosen people, and they were going to reunite the planet, and because they won the whole tournament. Yeah. No, yeah. It's this whole like political prisoner bullshit. I don't know where it came from. So, all right, Aaron, we're going to get ready to tighten this thing up and bring it home.
I do want to say before I leave, though, the Blues Brothers soundtrack is pretty damn good, too.
Have you ever – Blues Brothers 2000 soundtrack. Have you ever heard that one?
I haven't heard it, but I remember the movie with John Goodman, right?
Yes, horrible movie. Horrible movie.
Yeah, it wasn't very good, but John Goodman, by the way, from St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, well, look at that.
There you go.
Horrible movie, but I will tell you, amazing soundtrack. Johnny Lang is on that soundtrack.
Okay.
If you like blues, at that time, Johnny Lang was like 18 years old and sounded like he was like 68 years old. Yeah. And just had one of those perfect bluesy voices. He's the kid that I think when they're playing pool, they like wheel him across the screen as he's playing guitar.
Okay. I think I saw him here, actually, way back in the day.
Oh, I would love to see Johnny Lang. I don't even know if he does music anymore or what his deal is, but he was amazing back in the day.
Yep.
So if we want to find you, we can see you in the mornings on the Tom Bradley Show.
Yeah, that's on
stream
Facebook.
Uh-huh. Facebook.
Find us, the video of us on Facebook, and then streaming at thetombradleyshow.com.
The more important thing
yes.
is – go out and everyone order 5 copies at least per book.
Right.
Look, morning show co-host. He's not the lead. He's not the big dog on there. He needs the extra money.
I'm not bringing in any advertising money. That's all the owner of the show.
That's all Tom's money. He needs this extra cash. Tell Tom I said you need this extra cash. It's important. Hopefully tomorrow you'll advertise the Above the Bar podcast and tell him, look, I was on this show with this asshole, this skunk beer.
Absolutely. You know, what's funny is Tom has just this year during the pandemic started his own podcast, and they do theirs every Wednesday night. So it's been hard for me to sneak this in on the show because it's sort of in competition with his, but we'll make sure he gets a mention tomorrow. I know, man.
How dare he do a show on a Wednesday? This is my night.
I know. And it's like local. He's somewhere in Columbia, Missouri. It's not like I'm appearing in Albany, New York, and I'm being beamed all over the world.
We are global.
That's right.
We are just global. There's like one person in England, one person in the Netherlands, and like one person in like Kenya that's listening to this. That's three awesome. Of my 4 listeners.
Yeah. I love you, Kenya.
Big in Kenya. Go Kenya. All right. So we got everywhere where we can find you. As always, reminder, and everybody gets to listen to me always do this, don't leave the green room.
Okay.
We're going to talk here tomorrow. Don't leave the green room. I can't tell you how many times. Like,
I still got beer left, so I'll be
here. Yeah, you got beer left. I got a little bit of Telemar Dew left. We got a little bit of behind-the-scenes conversation. And we'll take it from there. You get the final word here, Aaron. What is it?
Go to AaronFoxWrites.com, buy all the books, and support your local weight stuff.
I like that. All righty, folks, be sure to push your stool in.
This has been an Earplug Podcast presentation. Found on EarplugPodcast.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, and wherever your favorite podcasts are found.